The Senate Veterans Affairs Committee has given final approval to a bill that makes the department's secretary part of the governor's appointed cabinet. The bill passed the committee on a party-line vote after Republicans defeated four amendments proposed by Democrats. Representative Nick Milroy of Superior tried to get Republicans to support a proposal requiring county veterans service officers to play a role in selecting the department's secretary because they have contact with more veterans than any other organization in the state.
Those are the people that are serving our veterans that are receiving veterans benefits, which are affected by this. So it's really important to make sure that we take into account their perspective because they're the boots on the ground every single day.
The bill headed for the floor does require the governor to discuss his appointment with the leadership of six statewide veterans organizations such as the VFW and AMVETS, and the Senate must vote to approve the appointment. The bill also expands the Veterans Board from 6 to 9 members, one from each congressional district in the state. Democrats tried and failed to delay the effective date of the bill until after the next governor's election. Milroy says the bill that will probably pass next week is basically a power grab by Governor Walker.
This is one department in Wisconsin government that should not be politicized. I think this is just going to fully politicize the department. It's not going to serve our veterans well, and it's just going to create more division.
But supporters of the bill say the federal veterans secretary is a presidential appointment, and that appears to be working well. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.